Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'll allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Forrest back on the show. I know, I'm excited too. Steve's back. He's been hanging out with us now for coming up on 15 years. He's the chairman and editor-in-chief of, Forbes Media, author of a number of books, including some of my favorites, Freedom Manifesto, Reviving America, Power, Ambition, Glory. I think that's the new one, also out in paperback, and he's our good friend Steve. Welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. So, Steve, let's talk about our president. I've said on my show before, I did not vote for him in the primaries, but I did vote for him in the general election. Primary reasons I voted for him was, number one, he'd made a payroll, and number two, he hated Obamacare as much as I did. So that was important to me. And since then, on any given day, I want to pat him on the back, and the next day I want to strangle him, you know, because of some of the things he does, especially on Twitter. What are we going to do about this president?
Well, I think another reason to have voted for him is the Supreme Court, which he did deliver on.
That's an excellent point. That's another reason.
Which is going to be good for decades to come. I think you really have two universes here. One is the Twitter sphere, Twitter universe, and the other is the substantive universe. On the substantive universe, you know, he's made some pretty good appointments, including the head of the Food and Drug Administration, which is going to have a real impact in the next few years, and the deregulation.
There are essentially no new regulations, Steve.
Yeah, and they're repealing them. Congress has actually repealed, I think, 15 formally, so you can't bring them back by executive decree if the Democrats ever take over. So on that front, they've done some real things. On health care, the whole thing has been a hash.
Yeah.
And the Senate made a hash of it.
I want to talk about health care and tax reform in the next segment. I want to help me stay on Trump for a minute. I want you to help us. Now, you've run for president before. I would love to have been a citizen of the United States with President Forbes. I've said that before in front of you. But let's get back. I want to stay on Mr. Trump, the individual. You mentioned Twitter. Do you think that his presidency would be better off if he were not involved with Twitter, if he did not tweet?
I think if the tweets were timed and focused, as you indicated, too many times he stepped on his own story.
Yeah.
For example, a month ago, he gives a great speech on energy. Huge changes taking place there. But what is the headline? He gets in a Twitter fight with Dubrinsky or something.
Right.
Brzezinski, and some silly thing like that.
It was stupid.
So he steps on his own
story. Why does he do that? He's not stupid. He's a smart guy. Steve, why does he do that?
I think when he watches the morning shows, he does that. He's a guy who only gets about 4 hours sleep at night. And so he does watch those shows. And I think when he sees something that drives him nuts, instead of just taking a deep breath, off he goes.
You know, but that's a dangerous, impulsive trait, isn't it?
It is. It hurts his pushing his agenda.
Right.
Right now, we're going to see how he deals and the world deals with North Korea.
Right, which I want to talk about later, too.
Yeah, that has obvious dangerous implications.
Well, I want to ask you a question about this. Someone told me a long time ago, you probably told me this, countries don't have friends, they have interests.
Right.
It seems to me like, I was thinking about this today coming to work, it seems to me like Trump doesn't have friends, he has interests. He needs more friends, doesn't he? He needs to cultivate. It seems like he doesn't do enough to cultivate friends, true friends. What do you think?
Well, that was a rap against, too, Barack Obama.
Yeah, and, I agree.
And it ended up hurting him. He got his big bad thing through Obamacare. But a lot of his other stuff, Trump is demonstrating he can sweep away. But he has to do it, and I think with Kelly, his chief of staff, General Kelly, there will be more systematic work. I know we'll discuss taxes on the next segment, but the two guys, Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, and Gary Cohn, head of the National Economic Council, are working very closely with the Hill on a tax bill, which was not done on health care.
He needs some victories, doesn't he? I mean, he needs victories that the media can't not report.
That's right, and the country needs victories.
We do. Well, I'll tell you that, folks. We got Steve, have you ever seen a president more embattled than this man from so many different sides?
No, that's just Nixon. And that's a dangerous thing. Whatever you think of Donald Trump, this so-called inside government stuff.
Right.
Very, very dangerous.
Dangerous for the country. I agree with it. Steve?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.